This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Crop insurance reference prices are projected to be lower than last year. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
February is when reference prices are set for crop insurance, so it's a very important time of year. Pat Swanson, District 9 Director of the Iowa Soybean Association, said this year's price is projected to be lower than last year, which has its pros and cons.
So this year with crop insurance, we have an agency, so we're talking to our farmers about what their plans are for the new year, as far as are they going to be farming more acres or different acres. And then we're really talking to them about what is going on with the prices, because in the spring, during the month of February, is when we figure out what the spring price will be for crop insurance. And right now we anticipate that those prices are going to be lower than last year. So the good news is that their premiums are going to be lower than they were last year. The bad news is they're not going to have as many dollars of coverage for that revenue protection product. So there's some concerns there. Do we increase our coverage? So we're talking to our guys. Those conversations are going on right now.
Swanson said farmers should still look at maintaining their crop insurance levels or even raise them.
You know, people are looking, wow, last year we didn't have much rain and we grew a fairly decent crop. So farmers are concerned, do we need as much crop insurance? And, we're really trying to encourage them not to change levels as far as going down a level just because of our weather concerns. You know, we were 18 inches short of rain last year in this area in Wapello County. And so, yes, we've had lots of snow, but that isn't making up yet for our deficit. So we're concerned about what kind of moisture we'll have in the ground when the spring comes. And what kind of crop we'll have this year. So definitely want to keep them at the levels they're at and hopefully encourage them maybe even to get some higher levels as well.
For Money Matters, I'm Riley Smith.